The Way of Truth, Teachings of the Heart. The Way of Truth online radio program presents Awakening Your True Essence. Greetings to everyone. Thank you for joining us on Green Online Radio broadcast on Awakening Your True Essence, an online radio program of the Way of Truth Mystery School. The topic of today's message is a continuation of being human and being divine. In many ways, the egoic self is like a 5-year-old child that constantly wants our attention and wants to feel important. It wants to be seen and noticed just like a child and to know that it is special. It often does this by seeking attention or exercising power over others. This can be done in a variety of ways. The ego wants to be the richest person in the room, the most successful person, the most ambitious person, the sexiest person, or the most intellectual person. This constant desire for attention can show up in temper tantrums, playing the victim, dominating others, using devious manipulation, sexual conquest, or thinking that you always have to be in control. You don't. Or rather, the ego doesn't. What we are working toward here as spiritual initiates is not to feed the ego, but rather to align with spirit so that we can open more fully to the soul. All these things that I have named are just the devices of the ego, and each one of them constricts the flow of spirit in our lives. When we insist on being in control, then we are operating from the mind. We are saying no to the flow of spirit in our lives, and believe it or not, spirit might have an even better idea. When we are living from our own egos, we can't even engage fully in our divine plan. This is because the ego blocks the flow of spirit in our lives, which is open, loving, and selfless. In fact, when we live from this more limited state of consciousness, then we are actually undermining our deeper purpose in being here. What is our deeper purpose? It is to enlighten ourselves and to enlighten the world we live in. It is to bring the light of God, the light of the soul, to full awakening within the worlds of matter. In this way, we transform ourselves and our world and create a paradise here on earth. When the Sugmod, God, the Divine Mother and Father of all, created the lower worlds, it did not do so for our suffering. That was not the Sugmod intent. It was for our adventure, our sharing, our re-exploration, and the sake of experiencing and learning something new. Think how boring it would be for us to spend eternity lying on a cloud, strumming a harp. So we came here to a world of infinite choices and possibilities. We came to experience joy and pain and everything in between. We came to experience creative self-expression, the 5 physical senses and the 5 inner senses. We came to experience what it is to feel separated and alone, so that we can make the choice of our own free will to be connected to God through love. This is because God or Sugmod is like us. It wants us to know and be known, love and be loved, not through coercion, but through free will choice. And it is only when we have the choice to choose that real love can happen. God is both the lover and the beloved, and it is this force of love that binds the universe together. Love is the first breath of creation and the last. It is the meaning behind it all, and the homing beacon that will lead us home. So what shall we do with our challenging truant egos? How can we learn to manage them better? In Eastern philosophies, they tell us that we should get rid of the ego, but this doesn't work very well. Remember, as soon as the ego feels threatened, it will put up a fight and create all sorts of drama. So what shall we do? We must befriend the ego. We as souls must become the nurturing, loving parent to our egoic self and remember that it is very much like a little child. The ego wants to feel safe. It wants to feel loved. It wants to be seen and to get attention. And it wants to know that it is special, just like a five-year-old child. Just imagine this scene. You are riding in a wagon drawn by horses. For most people, the ego is in the front seat holding the reins, while the soul is in the back of the wagon trying to make suggestions, but the ego isn't listening. Turn here. Watch out for that pothole. Slow down. Watch out for the narrow bridges. But most of the time, the ego isn't even listening. When we join a spiritual path like this one, we are inviting the soul to climb over and join us in the front seat. Now, both the soul and the ego are sitting together on the buckboard. The ego can hear the soul more clearly in this position, and over time, as the ego learns to trust the soul's advice, the soul can begin to take the reins and start to drive the cart. Of course, the ego isn't gone, so from time to time it will fall into fear, worry, or need, just like a little child. Remember, it is frightened of disturbing the status quo, of letting go of the past, or of letting go of its grip on power or its attachment to a particular position. It's afraid of letting go of anything that threatens its identity, whatever that may be. It may be our identification with a job, a house, or our belongings. It may be its attachment to how we look, our money, or our position in society. It may be the ego's old engrams, emotional programs, prejudices, or bad habits. It may be the religious belief systems it grew up with, or brought over from past lives. So the egoic self will resist change with all its might because it has gotten used to the way things are and have always been. Remember that like a child, the ego wants control and it wants to feel safe and special. So how can we help the ego to let go, to surrender to the call of spirit? We must become the good, loving, wise parent to our own ego that can remind it that it is safe, it is loved, it is special, and that it will get its need met if it can just trust the soul to guide it. We must learn to reassure our inner child or egoic self that you will be there for it even when no one else seems to be. In this way, the ego begins to trust the soul and to surrender to its wisdom. This allows your own divine nature, which is the soul itself, to begin to steer your human nature into a wiser path. In time, the ego will know that, like a good parent, the soul will always be the wise protector of its domain. In this way, our human and our divine natures are brought together in harmony, and the ego comes into the service of the higher self. Of course, you will still have moments of impatience, annoyance, or even anger. You may feel grief or loss or sorrow. But as you practice building this relationship between these two parts of yourself, which means dialoguing, loving, and forgiving your own human nature when you make mistakes, then you find that it is easier and easier to dwell in this state of soul consciousness. Listen to these messages on Green Online Radio every Sunday at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast at 6 p.m. For more inquiries and any questions you may have, please contact the coordinator, The Way of Truth Mystery School Online radio program, on this email, thewayoftruthonlinenigeria@gmail.com, or call +234 808 017 5829, +234 808 017 5829 or +234 703 801 8844 +234 703 801 8844. You are invited on a journey to the source of all sources, a journey where mysteries become knowledge, the ultimate truth that ushers you into the illuminated pathway and portal that leads you on this journey back home to God. Love and immense blessings. For more inquiries, please visit www.thewayoftruthmysteryschool.org.